about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner, also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Verses 1 through 10, 1 Timothy chapter 2. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity for us to come before you in prayer. Thank you, Father, for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Father, we come before you. We humble ourselves before you, Father, and we lift up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up our nation as well, Lord. Father, we desperately need your help, your grace, your guidance, your healing hand, your mercy. Pour out your mercy and your light and peace mightily upon our nation, Lord. Pour out your healing grace mightily upon our nation. Our nation needs your hand, your grace, your presence desperately in so, so many ways. Thank you for the opportunity for us to look to you, to seek your face, to seek your grace in this time, in this point in time in the history of our nation and our world. Thank you for us as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us as the church and as the nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have the listening ear of such a God as you, that you have shown your favor to us, Father, especially through your Son, Jesus, who died that terrible death on the cross for us. We thank you for that. We rejoice in that today, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I would like to share with you some important information for all of our listeners to be aware of. The American Family Association will no longer be canceled by culture or banned from speaking the truth. We're introducing the latest ministry effort, the AFA Streaming, built and managed by American Family Association. Previously, AFA relied on third-party platforms such as YouTube, Vimeo, and Facebook to stream content. However, these platforms have become censors of biblical truth. AFA Streaming will be available this coming November, and AFA Streaming is an online platform that will host all AFA-produced video content, from documentaries and church curriculum to our Cultural Institute series. All will be available for online viewing on a user-friendly, first-class website. AFA's vision is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA Streaming will provide top-notch resources that will address issues related to the core values of the American Family Association. Anyone will be able to create an account and stream limited content for free, and great commission partners, those who make a monthly donation of any amount, will have unlimited access to all content on the platform. Please pray much for this ministry effort. The American Family Association continues to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. You can find out more by visiting afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. Hope you'll take the time to do that. And today we're looking specifically in the Word of God and focusing on the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And there's a great, great need for us at this point in time as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to genuinely commit ourselves to really praying and lifting up our nation and lifting up our government in prayer. Our government and nation need a lot of prayer now. And there are many problems, challenges, and difficulties we face that only God can fix. And it's important that we know that by the grace of God, if we're going to walk in wisdom, we must seek the Lord more, seek His help, His healing, His grace, His mercy, His hand of blessing upon our nation. And so as we look in the Word of God, we'll be praying some and looking in the Word of God specifically too. I want to mention as we start off, though, I'm going to be sharing some from a great prayer booklet entitled Praying in Victory. It's a prayer book you could actually download offline, but it's a prayer book entitled Praying in Victory, and it's a compilation of biblically-based prayers that were put together by a young lady by the name of Carol A. Kononova, but it's a wonderful prayer booklet with several biblically-based prayers that would be a very helpful prayer guide for any believer to use to pray much for our nation and for our community. So at this time, I'm going to take a moment to pray the specific prayer from the book Praying in Victory, the prayer entitled Praying for Our Government. Heavenly Father, thank you for our government and all of our governmental leaders, not only the government of our nation, but thank you for the government and the governmental leaders of all the other nations of the world. We thank you and praise you for them individually and collectively, Lord. I thank you and I praise you for them all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these government and all these governmental leaders. I pray for all men and women having authority over us in any way. And thank you for our spiritual leaders as well, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them. Cause them to be men and women of integrity, obedient concerning us, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Let wisdom enter their hearts and let knowledge be pleasant to them. Let discretion preserve them and understanding keep them to deliver them from the way of evil and from evil men. More and more, make their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel, doing what is right in your sight. Let the upright dwell in our government. Cause there to be a shaking in all areas. Let those complete and blameless before you stay and cut off the wicked. Let the unfaithful be rooted out. Bring to light what is hidden in darkness and expose the secret aims of the hearts. Let this nation remember from where they have fallen, repenting and returning to doing their first works, setting their hearts and their souls to seek the Lord, humbling themselves, praying and turning from their wicked ways. Then hear us, O Lord, and forgive our sins and heal our land in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes and turn us from darkness to light. Soften the hearts that are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Deliver them from their destructions. Father, you've been long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Raise up a standard in this nation. Cause the rains of your spirit to flood this land and revive your work in the midst of us. Raise up intercessors for this nation to pull down strongholds over this land and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Today we're looking at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And I'm encouraging every single listener to take very seriously the importance of every one of us humbling ourselves before the Lord, seeking His face, seeking His wisdom, seeking His hand. At this time, I invite you to look with me in the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles actually starting at chapter 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Starting at verse 1. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord said he would dwell in the dark cloud. I have surely built you an exalted house and a place for you to dwell forever. Then the king turned around and blessed the whole assembly of Israel while all the assembly of Israel was standing. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has fulfilled with his hands what he spoke with his mouth to my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have chosen no city from any tribe of Israel in which to build a house, that my name might be there, nor did I choose any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. Yet I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name may be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, whereas it was in your heart to build a temple for my name, you did well in that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the temple, but your son, who will come from your body, he shall build the temple for my name. So the Lord has fulfilled his word, which he spoke, and I have filled the position of my father David, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised. And I have built the temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And there I have put the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with the children of Israel. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze platform 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And he stood on it, knelt down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands towards heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you, who keep your covenant and mercy with your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts. You have kept what you promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, now keep what you promised your servant David, my father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel, only if your sons take heed to their way, that they walk in my law as you have walked before me. And now, O Lord God of Israel, let your word come true, which you have spoken to your servant David. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple, which I have built? Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you, that your eyes may be open toward this temple day and night, toward the place where you said you would put your name, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes toward this place. And you may hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. If anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath, and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act, and judge your servants, bringing retribution on the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. Or if your people Israel are defeated before an enemy, because they have sinned against you, and return and confess your name, and pray and make supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your people Israel. Verses 1 through 24, 2 Chronicles chapter 6. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking today specifically at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. We'll be right back.
Start somewhere, I say here. If we gotta start sometime, I say now. Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world missions, love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight.
Music of Toby Mac, City on Our Knees. Today we're looking at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And we're reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And of course, let me just remind you, 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and 7 are two unique chapters in the Word of God where it involves a national leader bringing his nation before God in prayer, or leading his nation before God in prayer. That's a big part of the theme and the scenario going on in chapter 6 and 7. So we pick up now, again, as Solomon is praying before the Lord and leading Israel in prayer, picking up 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 22. If anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath, and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act, and judge your servants, bringing retribution on the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. Or if your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and return and confess your name and pray and make supplication before you in this temple. Then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave to them and their fathers. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk. And send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. When there is famine in the land, pestilence or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, when their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, when each one knows his own burden and his own grief and spreads out his hands to this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of men, that they may fear you to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Moreover, concerning a foreigner who is not of your people Israel, but has come from a far country, or from a far country for the sake of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray in this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, that all people of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this temple, that this temple which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemies, wherever you send them, and when they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. When they sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they take them captive to a land far or near, Yet when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captive and repent and make supplication to you in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done wrong, and have committed wickedness. And when they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have been carried captive, and pray toward their land which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and toward the temple which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven your dwelling place, their prayer, and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open, and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant David. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests attended to their services, the Levites also with instruments of the music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, for his mercy endures forever. Whenever David offered praise by their ministry, the priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. Furthermore, Solomon consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat. At that time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. And on the 8th day, they held a sacred assembly, for they observed the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and Solomon successfully accomplished all that came into his heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom, as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them. And this house, which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. Verses 1 through 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful privilege you give us as your people to come before you, to humble ourselves before you in time of need. Father, you specifically point out to us in verse 14, which tells us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal our land. Father, we come before you now in faith, and by faith and by trusting you, Lord Father, we come before you humbling ourselves and praying and seeking your face. And Father, by faith, Father, we turn from our wicked ways as a nation and as a people. And Father, we're seeking you, seeking your face, seeking your will. Lord, we confess we've sinned in many ways. We've slaughtered so many children. Father, we've dishonored you by not seeking your word. We've not sought to be guided by your word. We've not sought to be led and directed by your word. We've not sought to put righteous leaders in office as we should have. We've not sought to do righteous things as a nation and individually as we should have. We've just not loved you and obeyed you as we should have in so many ways. We confess these are our shortcomings, Father. By faith, we repent. By faith, we repent of all the wrong we've done. Forgive us, Lord, and heal our land in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, Lord, to fully return our hearts, our lives, our all to you. We're looking to you, Lord, in and of ourselves, Lord. We don't have the answers, but Lord, you are the answer. Thank you for healing our land. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We're looking today at the topic of praying for our government and our nation. Looking now at Psalm 136, Psalm 136, beginning at verse 1, it tells us these words. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever, with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. And rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Verses 1 through 26, all of Psalm 136. Father, thank you for being a merciful Heavenly Father, a gracious Heavenly Father, a forgiving Heavenly Father. Father, once again, we look to you and we ask that you'd flood our nation with your mercy, flood our nation with your grace, flood our nation with your light, flood our nation with your presence in the name of Jesus, Lord. Do a mighty work in our nation. Pour out your spirit of revival mightily upon our nation and our world in the name of Jesus. Stir the church. Rise up to be the bright light and the ambassador that you would have us to be as the people of God. Help us to be your hands and feet in the world that desperately needs to see your hand at work. Stir us, Lord, to be a people that are simply vessels through which your spirit can accomplish his perfect will. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking today at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. Fred Hammond, If My People. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And we're encouraging every single listener to take to heart the fact that God calls upon all of us, individually and collectively, as his people, to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek his face. And we have a Heavenly Father that will hear our prayers and bring healing to our land. And remember, no one can bring healing to our nation as it needs healing but God. It's not something that a government leader, a president, a Congress can fix. It's not something people can fix. It's something it would take God to fix, to bring healing and wholeness to our nation. And every one of us, your prayers do make a difference. From the youngest child listening to the oldest adult, God calls all of us to pray. Let us be the praying church he's called us to be. Again, praying in another one of the prayers found in the prayer book, Praying in Victory. Again, you can find it at prayinginvictory.com, a great prayer book that you can download online. Prayinginvictory.com is where you'd find it. This prayer is entitled Praying for Nations. Heavenly Father, more and more, let the nations be awakened. Let the earth hear the voice of the Lord. Judge the nations in your sight, Father, and put them to fear that they might know themselves to be but men. Father, the whole creation groans and labors to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Send forth your spirit of truth to bear witness of you and to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. More and more cause them to repent and to turn from their idols. Shake the nations so they will come to the desirable nations, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, more and more, cause your people to rise up. Gather your mighty ones to prepare for war. Bring the multitude into the valley of decision. Send your ambassadors into all the nations. Open to them a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, that the gospel of the kingdom may be preached in all the world. You have declared to your people the power of your works in giving them the heritage of the nations. Let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Let the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Father, more and more, gather the nations together that they may worship thee and exalt thee in all the earth. Let all the nations be blessed through your people, and let the wealth of the heathen be gathered together and be delivered into the hands of your people for the work of the Lord. Send forth your salvation to the ends of the earth and make your enemies to be your footstool. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And now praying specifically for the nation of Israel. Praying for the nation of Israel and for Jerusalem as well. Father, you are the God of Israel and the God of Jerusalem, and they are your people. You named them though they did not know you. Lord, more and more, cleanse them from their iniquities and pardon all of their sins. Save them with an everlasting salvation. Raise them up in righteousness and direct all their ways. Redeem Israel out of all their troubles. Be a shelter for your people and the strength of the children of Israel. More and more, bring health and healing to them into their land, revealing to them your abundance of peace and truth. More and more, let the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. More and more, let Israel be to you a name of praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, proclaiming all the good you do for them and causing fear and trembling among the nations because of all the goodness and prosperity you provide for it. Father, more and more, restore everything that has been removed from them. Send them grain and new wine and oil to satisfy them. Make their enemies to be at peace with them, and no longer let them be a reproach among the nations. Seek out your sheep and deliver them from the peoples and countries where they were scattered, and bring them to their own land. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper that love you. Lord, more and more, cause their enemies to cease from the land. Make them and the places all around Jerusalem a blessing, and cause showers of blessings to come down in their season. Let your people dwell safely in their land, delivered from trouble from all the kingdoms of the earth. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, specifically praying for missionaries, those that are seeking to simply be God's ambassadors to the world and carrying the gospel to the world. Father, I pray for those out in the mission fields, both abroad and at home as well, spreading the good news of the gospel in this country and around the world. We have seen our brothers' needs and have not shut up our hearts from them, but have faithfully gone forth into all the earth. More and more, let us be called with a holy calling, not according to their works, but according to your own purpose, Father. Out of love, they have laid down their lives and determined to be doers of the work and not hearers only. I pray for those in prison for their beliefs. Not being ashamed, they share in the sufferings for the gospel and endure all things for the sake of those chosen for salvation. Father, more and more, send forth your angels and cause them to be set free. Do not forget their work and labor of love. Stand with them and strengthen them. Deliver them from every evil work and preserve them. Cause the things which have happened to actually turn out for the furtherance of the gospel. Make your ministers a flame of fire. Help them to hold fast to the word of life, proving what is acceptable to the Lord, exposing the unfruitful works of darkness and shining as bright lights in a dark world. Let their hard work be an example to us, and send fellow laborers and ministers of God to encourage and establish them concerning their faith, so that they will not be shaken by afflictions. Give them the boldness to speak the gospel in the midst of conflict, in demonstration of the Spirit and power, and to fulfill the ministry they have received in the Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now praying for pastors and spiritual leaders in the body of Christ. Father, thank you for pastors and all spiritual leaders that you've placed within the body of Christ, your people, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that these, your pastors and spiritual leaders, are faithful and that you preserve them. I thank you that they abound with blessings and do not grow weary in well-doing. I thank you that you who began a good work in them will perfect it. They are your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus and equipped in every good thing to do your will, Father, more and more work in them that which is well-pleasing in your sight. Let all grace abound toward them, having sufficiency in all things and an abundance for every good work. Because they have sowed bountifully, they will reap bountifully. And whether they plant or water, Father, you give the increase. I pray that they continually triumph in Christ, diffusing the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. I pray that all blessings come upon them and overtake them because they obey the voice of their God. Instruct them and teach them in the way they should go. Reveal the deeper things of God to them by your Spirit. Let them be vessels of honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work, shepherding the flock, willingly, eagerly, and being an example to them. Their speech and preaching is in demonstration of the Spirit and power, and they are instant in season and out of season to preach the word. Every place that the soles of their feet tread upon have been given to them. They are strong and of good courage, for you, Lord, go with them. They wait on you and you strengthen them in their heart. Help them set in order things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city. I tear down the strongholds over the pulpit. I lift up our spiritual leaders and pastors, and I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Sickness and disease shall in no way come near them, for they are redeemed from the curse of the law. I say that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue rising against them shall be shown to be in the wrong. Father, let the gifts and anointings on their lives come forth. Birth the things that you've spoken to them in their hearts as they continually give themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. Today we're looking at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And we're encouraging every one of us to take serious the importance of us humbling ourselves before the Lord, turning from wrong, turning from darkness, and seeking God in prayer, praying diligently daily for our government and praying for our nation. I would encourage you, amongst other things, take time to pray the Ten Commandments daily over the church and daily over our nation as well. Again, a very fruitful prayer to pray on a daily basis. And at this time, let's pray specifically for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and families. Father, thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for all families everywhere. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Father, more and more, forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. More and more, let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, fully pleasing you and being fruitful in every good work. And by being renewed in the spirit of our minds, more and more I pray that we put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with and forgiving one another. More and more I pray that we dwell together in the unity of the faith, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake. I pray we all speak the same thing with no divisions among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith. More and more, I pray that we're not carried about with various and strange doctrines, but I pray that we study, rightly dividing the word of truth. More and more, I pray that we're not murmurers, complainers, walking after our own lusts, but are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. I pray that the whole body be knit and joined together. I pray that every part does its share, causing growth to the body. As each one has received a gift, let him minister it, looking out for the interests of others. More and more, let us all fervently love one another with a pure heart, so that we do not lose the things we have worked for. But let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Running with endurance the race that is set before us, setting our minds on things above and not on things on the earth, but pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, putting on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the devil. More and more, I pray that we will speak forth your word with great boldness, and that you will stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession today as we look at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And again, we've been praying, actually utilizing the prayer book today entitled Praying in Victory. Again, a great and very fruitful prayer tool entitled Praying in Victory. You can find it at prayinginvictory.com online. I would encourage you to download it and use it as a personal prayer tool. I think you'll find it to be a great, great blessing. As usual, in the last few moments of the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day to make that all-important step. In all of life, the single most important decision we make is the decision to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. Would you take time, if you desire to make that step, would you take time to pray this prayer now and fully place your life in the hands of the Lord? Simply pray this prayer with me if you want to make that step. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came to this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I ask you, Lord, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you would have me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we invite you to email us, jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd really like to share with you some discipleship materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Hope you'll take time to do that. Today we've been looking at the topic, praying for our government and our nation. And my encouragement to you is take very seriously the truth that your nation and the world needs you and needs you to pray much for our nation, our government, our world. Every believer's prayers make a big difference. Hope you'll take time to do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.